James, just to make your debut and just see this path after all the years of hard work, just to describe today's events, how would you do it?
You know, I think it's tough. I think, you know, I just spent 20 minutes with 40 people who flew across the country to come see me pitch today, last minute notice, and just sharing the hugs and the words with them just now outside after the game was probably the most grateful I've ever been in my career. And just in terms of a special moment, it doesn't get any better than that.
You gave up. You had the 12 pitch walk to Molina, and then a base hit. That was your first like 13 batters, I believe, through the lineup. Just how did you appear? I don't know. It was like on the inside, but appear so composed for the first time pitching as a big leaguer.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, just relying on Stallings. He was incredible back there. Really got me through it. Called an incredible game, and just we had a good game plan from the get go, and having a guy like that back there just the whole time. Really just allowed me to focus on executing pitches and nothing else. And, you know, disappointed with how things kind of went there in the fifth and sixth. And credit to them, I thought they put some swings on some good pitches. I thought I threw a good pitch to Goldschmidt there, 3-2. And, you know, that's why he's Paul Goldschmidt. You know, it was fun competing against those guys. They're a good club. And, you know, I think with the type of squad that we have and just the defense that's behind me, allowing me to be aggressive to the zone really early and just letting them work, because if it's on the ground or if it's in the air, these guys are going to go get it.
So it's pretty much match your expectations, what it would be like pitching out there. Were you surprised by anything, taking it back?
You know, I talked earlier this week about controlling what I can control and my focus. And, you know, up until this morning, I was really just focusing on my preparation day to day. And I think it really started to sink in last night about what today was, and you know, waking up this morning and having some really good nerves, and going out there. And when I took the field and heard my family and friends just start cheering when they saw me, you know, that's something I'll never forget.
How much did you hear all that? Because they were amped on every single pitch that you threw today, from the time you get out there to the time you exited.
Yeah. I've always told them, and I've always felt that I can't really hear things when I'm pitching. I tend to just kind of zone out and really just focus on what I'm doing in the glove. But I'd be lying if I said that today there weren't a few instances where I heard them. And that was special coming out of the dugout, you know, going in after getting through the first inning, things like that. It was really cool.
How important was it to know this wasn't your last opportunity? You're going to get three more before the end of the season.
That's the first time I've heard that. So,
how important was it for Jerry to tell you that?
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, if that's the case, you know, great. I'm, you know, one day at a time. This game just ended, and you know, would have liked to get a W there and get the series against a good ball club. And moving forward, I'll do whatever they ask of me. Just if I get the ball, just hopefully go out there and throw as much as I can and give my team a shot to win.
So Wrigley would be your next opportunity then, right?
I haven't looked that far ahead.
That's why you're focused, I guess.
Yeah. And again, that would be special as well. But now I think get on the flight and figure out what the next day looks like for me in terms of my work and go from there.
I think a lot of people who haven't seen you before are pretty caught up in your delivery with the windup and the timing mechanism and everything. How long have you been doing that? Kind of
I changed. I turned to the side in my windup delivery in spring training last season. And then in terms of my hands and the rhythm, it wasn't something I initially started doing consciously. All of a sudden we were looking at video one day and my hands were just kind of doing that. And I think it was just my body trying to be athletic. You know, the move from facing the catcher directly on and moving to the side, you know, whether my body just needed a little more rhythm in that. And, you know, I don't think about it, and it just happens.
James, your mom has a scorebook from all your starts, starting in Double A this year, Triple A to the big leagues. your dad said there was no way he was missing today, regardless if it's opening day of NFL season. Mm-hmm. Just how much do you appreciate just, you know, the support you've gotten from them and what they've given to you to put you in this position?
When I called my parents the night I found out I was coming up here, those two calls were really special. And when I talked to my dad and then when we found out that I was pitching on Sunday, he said, well, I'll be there. You know, I might lose my job, but I'll be there. But yeah, with the week one of the NFL schedule, but both my parents, my girlfriend, their family, friends from California, from Duke, where I went to school, from the Northeast, and just coming from all over. I let my mom handle a lot of the ticket stuff just to, you know, not get flooded with texts beforehand. And when she told me how many people were coming, and you know, to me, that's what this whole week has been about.